Hi, and welcome back to Real Estate Keeping It Simple. I'm your host, Ray Dove, with RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc. here in Bellevue, Washington, a little suburb just east of Seattle. Hot off the press, here we go. We got our monthly MLS stats, sales activity for King, Snohomish, and Pierce counties here in Washington. The only difference I really see is we've had a little blip in inventory in all the counties. However, the inventories are still very, very, very low. So I'll get right into it. We'll start with King County. Keep in mind, for all three counties, when I'm giving you the statistics here, it's for residential homes and residential condominiums, including new construction. So we'll start with King County. We got new on the market. So those are homes that went on the market in the month of April. 3,439. At the end of April, we had 2,768. So that's an increase of 8% from last year. Pending sales, which are, they've sold, they waived the inspections, they're waiting for escrow to finalize. We had 2,775. That's up almost 14% from last year. Closed transactions means that the escrow closed and the ownership transferred from the sellers to the buyers. We had 2,183 in the end of April, and that's up 16% from last year. The median house price was $875,000, and that's up almost 11% from a year ago. Months of inventory, 1.2 months worth of inventory. So it bounced up a little, but not much. Not where it really needs to be, which is 4 to 8 months worth of inventory for all three counties. In Snohomish County, which is a town called Bothell, Woodinville, and then we go Mill Creek, Edmonds, Everett, Lake Stevens. If you're familiar with those areas, we're going north towards the Canadian border to a certain extent for Snohomish County, just to give you an idea or bearings of where that might be if you're not familiar. New on the market for April is 1,218. At the end of April, there's only 717 properties still available. That's down 2.5% from last year. They had 1,092 pending sales. That's up almost 11% from last year. Closed transactions at 861, and that's up almost 11% from last year. The median house price is $738,000, and that's up about 5%. And they have 0.8 months worth of inventory, way low. That hasn't changed much from last month. In Pierce County, which is Tacoma, Bonnie Lake, Puyallup, down south of Seattle by 45 minutes to an hour, new on the market is 1,383. Total active at the end of the month is 1,330. It's actually up 40% from last year. That's a big jump. Pending sales are 1,250, and that's up 8.6% from last year. Closed sales is 898. That's only up about 1.4%. The median house price is $552,250, and that's up 7%. With that blip, a pretty good increase in inventory, they're actually at about 1.5 months, month and a half worth of inventory. Again, all three counties still very, very low in what's available. And I will share with you that homes that come on the market, if they're priced to what the market feels they're worth, there are buyers stepping up and buying the homes, even with the interest rates at 7, 7.25, 30-year fixed. Now, not in all cases. We are seeing homes that if they're priced too high, if the buying public thinks they're too high, they end up languishing on the market. Now, I'm working with a client buyer that says, hey, I've been saving properties, but when I go back a couple of days later, they vanished. There's something wrong with your settings on your MLS site. Of course, I had to respond and say, well, it's not our settings. Is that when the homes sell, they're no longer visible to the public. So those homes, obviously, that you liked, someone else liked even more, and they bought the house. So it's got nothing to do with settings. It's about timing. Like I said, some homes are selling fairly quickly, and some not so much. But I keep running into good value homes that are selling in less than a week. There's a town just east of us, east of Bellevue, kind of adjacent to the town of Redmond and Issaquah, and it's actually between those two cities, called Sammamish. Very desirable neighborhood. A lot of people in the IT world tend to live up there. They like the neighborhoods. They like the schools. if you were to buy a home up there, resell or new construction, and it's about 2,400 square feet, you're going to probably pay $2.2 to $2.4 million for that house. Now, a year ago, you could have bought a 3,000 square foot home for $2.2, $2.4, but it's gone way up. In fact, we're seeing homes at 3,500 square feet, new construction in Sammamish, are selling for $2.7 to $2.9 million. If it's a home that's over 4,000 square feet, we're seeing those homes going on the market and selling for over $3 million. And that's the whole key. We have very little inventory, but even at that price point, we're seeing lots of homes sell. Now, I have a client of mine that moved to North Scottsdale, and they bought a home in an exclusive kind of neighborhood, new construction. I would call it more of a custom spec type of development, where the builder has a home setup model, what they're going to build on. They allow you to customize the home to a certain extent. And in that particular neighborhood, the homes are selling from $2.5 to $5 million. Now there's about 35 homes in that community, and the community's been going for a couple of years, so you know it took a little while to get the plat going and up and running. And they really kind of started finishing homes back in August, September last year. But so far this year, they've sold 8 houses in the first 4 months of 2024. And you might say, wow, so what, 8 houses? Well, you know, they're doing 2 homes a month, and these homes are from $3 to $5 million, and people are stepping up and buying these houses. And there's lots of competition all around this community. There's newer developments by Toll Brothers and other well-known regional builders, and they're selling from $1.5 to $2.5 million, even with higher interest rates. And I'm sure some of those buyers are cash buyers, but not all of them. So that's the market that we continue to see, not only here. I've got a real estate agent friend up in Saskatchewan, if you pronounce that correctly, if I did. Sorry if I didn't. Up Canada. And, of course, their price points are much less than ours here. But she had posted that she was ever so grateful that for the month of April, she was able to work with 4 sellers, get their homes on the market, because they have a very low inventory supply too. So what's happening here in my market's happening in Canada, it's happening on the East Coast, in the Midwest, down in Arizona, Texas, Nevada. It's not only the Seattle area that has limited inventory. Now, will this change? It could a little, but in my marketplace, when the city, my office is at Bellevue, Washington, we're home to Amazon, Salesforce.com, we're home to LinkedIn, we're home to Nintendo on Redmond, Microsoft main campus. Facebook has now got 1 million square feet of office space in the city of Redmond, which is adjacent to Kirkland and to Redmond. And we have Google's building a big campus, or at least proposed campus there, in the Kirkland area, which is just north of Bellevue. They already have over 2,000 employees in Kirkland. In Seattle, we have Expedia. So we're home to some of the biggest players in IT, and they continue to grow. And with that continued growth comes continued pressure in trying to find housing opportunities. So I don't see the inventory situation get much better for the rest of 2024. I don't see the interest rates coming down to 3% ever again. I think where we're going to end up settling at is somewhere between 6 and 6.5% 30-year fixed at some point, maybe later in the year. But right now we're at 7 and a quarter, 30-year fixed. If you haven't talked to a lender in a while, I would encourage you sitting down, speaking with a lender, and finding out what opportunities and loan programs they have available, or FHA financing, VA financing. Maybe they have other financing options where you can get a 40-year loan instead of a 30-year loan. I don't know. I don't do lending. So, and with that said, if you don't know of a lender and you want to get better consistent information as opposed to just going online. You know, reach out to me, and I'm happy to share with you my lenders, give you a couple lenders you can talk to. And you don't have to make a formal application with them. Just talk to them and get an idea of what kind of programs are out there. However, if you're looking to get out in the marketplace and to buy a home, you're going to need to be pre-approved for financing. And what does that mean? That means that you go ahead and sign up with a lender of your choice. You pay the application fee, and they're going to run a full credit report. They're going to check on your assets, your income, you know, your funds that you have available, so that when you decide to make an offer on a home, that you're going to be much better than the competition who's decided to wait until they find the house. Now, granted, I think those credit reports only last 60, 90 days, so you got a better plan for success. But if you were to show up at one of my seller's homes and want to make an offer with your real estate agent or by yourself, we're going to want to know who your lender is. We're going to want to see that you've been pre-approved for financing, and we're going to contact that lender to get verification that you, in fact, have been approved for financing. You, like us, want to make sure that when we get to the end of the transaction, that you have the ability to perform. Nobody wants to go through all the exercise and efforts to find out later that you can't perform. It'd be like you being in a position of being able to perform, and you found out that the seller could not perform. Very frustrating, very problematic. Again, I'm here to answer any questions, whether you're working with me or not. I've been in the real estate business 47 years, full-time, all here in the Seattle market. I've sold thousands of homes, new construction, resales, condominiums, townhomes, some investment properties, building lots, raw land. I feel that I am very well qualified to help you buy or sell residential real estate. I have the experience and expertise to guide you to the transaction that you want that works for your best interest. So don't hesitate to reach out to me. Doesn't mean you have to do business with me. At some point, we'll certainly have to, if you're a buyer, talk about the buyer broker services agreement, but we don't have to talk about that on day one. So again, this is Ray Dove, RE/MAX Eastside Brokers, Inc. here in Bellevue, Washington. You can call or text me at 425-681-8630 or email me at RAYDOVEREMAX, that's Ray Dove RE/MAX, all one word, at gmail.com. Again, thanks for listening. Hopefully my information proves to be helpful for you, whether you decide to reach out to me or not. Again, this is Real Estate Keeping It Simple.